Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 4-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows, you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
0-1 pitch, swung on, a drive, and a deep left field going back towards the wall. It may be. It's back at the wall. Home run for Bob Uecker.
What a find in the archives for that one. The first home run of Bob Uecker's professional baseball playing career here, archived here on WTMJ. We all have a lot of calls of his broadcasting career, but I thought it was important also to include the man played baseball right here in Milwaukee, too.
Beloved Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90, passing away at his home this morning. That kind of makes you feel a little bit better, right? He was at home. He's 90. What an amazing career he had. This is a very sad day, but one of our listeners wrote in and said, I think he would want us to be happy and look back at all the memories, which is what I was saying before. You know, some of these memories that we have that we can laugh. You know, he made us laugh so much and laughed a lot at himself. I'll tell you what, my co-host, Greg Mancik, is on vacation right now. He's in the Dominican Republic, and I never, ever, ever planned to call him, right, in the middle of vacation.
Not.
But, Greg, thank you so much for joining us, because I know this is hard for you to miss a day like this. This is the only reason we would call you in the Dominican Republic in the middle of your vacation, is to share your memories of Bob Uecker. Can you believe this? I mean, we felt like it was never going to happen, even though we knew it would.
Yeah, Jessica, I go back to the final day of the Brewers season, that heartbreaking loss to the Mets, and listening to Jeff Levering sign off the radio that day, he was very emotional. And I hung around the clubhouse for a long period of time, and so did Bob. And that was not terribly common. He was always a part of the clubhouse. He's a fixture in the clubhouse. But hours after that loss, Bob was still there, and so was his really good friend, Robin Yount. And I think Bob knew at that time that could be his final opportunity to be with the guys in the clubhouse. And if you remember after that game, you know, we hung out waiting for Christian Yelich and Willie Adames and all the players to, you know, reflect on a great season that unfortunately ended with that heartbreaking loss to the Mets. But all that Christian wanted to talk about was his conversation with Bob. And while he didn't reveal too much, you knew that conversation teetered on, hey, I don't know what's going to happen here. Bob was being treated for a cancer that popped up in 2023, and that cancer was no longer treatable. And I don't know if he knew what the future held, but he wanted to have that final closure with the team in the clubhouse that night.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Yelich was in tears. I remember us talking about it that next day on the show, just wondering, was this going to be the end for Bob? For the Brewers, and unfortunately now here we are at the end. But as I mentioned at the top, too, there's so much goodness to think back on. What are some of those fun memories that you have of Bob, whether it was during a game or listening to a call or interviewing him or afterwards in the locker room?
You know, it starts with, and I mean this with all due respect, it starts with a little bit of intimidation. As a 22-year-old in the Brewers clubhouse, you see Bob walk through, and all of a sudden you're like, you clam up, like, do I say something? Do I not say something? And that, I think, just explains what sort of legend and celebrity he truly is and was. And the players knew it, too. Bob was the king, right? For all these players and athletes who are celebrities because of their profession, Bob was celebrity and king number one walking around the clubhouse. And he held court. Anybody who walked by Bob, who interacted with Bob, left with a sense of gratification just for a simple hey buddy or a handshake or a wink and a nod. He made you feel good. And once you started to get to know Bob over the years like I had, you know, it nothing changed with the way he interacted. It was always positive. It was upbeat. It was reflective. It was self-deprecating. All the things that made Bob incredible on the radio and as an entertainer who entertained thousands and thousands through his work on television and behind the mic calling Brewers baseball, that's what everyday conversations with Bob were like. He was always an entertainer, whether the microphone or camera was on or if it wasn't.
You know, Greg, you and Bob obviously very much had so many memories you shared. I recall his commitment to the community also was just unmatched by so many around Southeast Wisconsin. My one encounter in person with him was actually right before I started working here at the Lombardi Golf Classic in Menominee Falls, when he would be out there along with several other professional athletes from our area. Can you speak to the community commitment that Euchre shared with this region specifically?
Yeah, you know, there's a few ways to highlight what he did in the community here, Adam, for some of the outstanding charities in southeastern Wisconsin and nationwide. Yes, he was a fixture at the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation Golf Classic. It's played at North Hills every year. Bob has a house on North Hills right off the 7th tee box. And as the fall starts to set in and the leaves fall, you can see a little path that goes through the 7th tee box to Bob's house. Bob rarely took a day off. He rarely took a day off, especially a home game. But he would, on occasion, take a day off to play in the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation Golf Classic. That was a very meaningful organization to him. And I think part of what really you maybe don't know about Bob is, you know, all the live reads and commercials and endorsement that he would do. You know, yes, he would get paid for that stuff, but he would take that money and donate it to charity. He didn't collect. He did not collect those dollars. He donated it to Make-A-Wish and countless other charities. They would be the beneficiary of him reading a commercial for Boucher or one of the countless advertisers that he would advertise for throughout the Brewers radio network. I don't think people really know that, but he would not collect that money. He would donate it.
Oh, wow. Bob Euchre, you certainly cannot replace him. Well, thank you so much. My co-host, Greg Matzik, who is on his family vacation right now in the Dominican Republic, but we knew that you would want to chat about the legendary Bob Euchre as he has passed away this morning at the age of 90. Have fun, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Keep celebrating that life. It's an unbelievable life that he lived.
We will. More memories of Bob Euchre coming up right after this. It's 1221.